pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on business is a little different. Clint is not only the city treasurer, but he is the deputy clerk. So we have a motion to read.
I have a motion to appoint Cameron Wilford, city clerk, for a period of 2 months.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded, discussion. So that 2 months, that didn't say anything about Cameron, but all the city officials start on May 1, so it's just lines are up with the rest of them. Okay, please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
He's it.
And Evans?
Yes, motion's carried. We have new city clerk.
Raise your right hand. Say aye.
Aye.
Pietro. Having been appointed.
Having been appointed.
To the office.
To the office.
Of city clerk.
City clerk.
In the city of Clinton.
In the city of Clinton.
County of DeWitt.
County of DeWitt.
Illinois.
Illinois.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I'll support the Constitution.
That I'll support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
The United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the state of Illinois.
And the state of Illinois.
And faithfully discharge the duties.
And faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of city clerk.
Of the office of city clerk.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
It's my hand, but.
Wise?
Present.
Ballinger? Buchanan?
Here.
Evans?
Here. Okay, let's see. Okay, need a motion for the approval of the minutes.
I make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded, discussion. Will you call the roll?
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Evans?
Yes, motion's carried. Bill and payroll.
General Administration, $90,031.21. Economic Development, $10,467. Police, $16,372.58. Fire, $6,501.91. Street, $10,381.05. Parks, $864.22. Public Health and Safety, $1,112.27. Liability Insurance, $280. Garbage, $39.61. Cemetery, $5,369.85. Water, $25,153.23. Sewer Operations, $9,157.26. EPA Water Project Loan Payment, $26,977.74. Water Deposits, $101.07. Clinton Sanitary District, $85,888.87. DUI Equipment, $318.11. Special Tax Allocation, TIP 1, $41,943. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $303,303.87. Hospital Funded Depreciation, $106,580.81.
Entertain a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded, discussion. Please call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Evans?
Excuse me. Yeah. Now, I left out the public participation. Do we have anybody signed up?
We do not.
Participation. Okay, now we need to talk about a resolution.
It's my distinct pleasure to be able to read a proclamation. Back in the day, I got to be on the tree commission, got to work with Carol McFeeters, and she was just a jewel. This says a lot about her, but it doesn't say really enough. There was a lot of things that she did behind the scenes that's not really listed here that really should have been, but it really is my pleasure to go read this. Proclamation declaring the Arboretum the Carol McFeeters Thompson Arboretum. Whereas the Arboretum within the city of Clinton encompasses 3 to 6 block area along East Washington and East Main Street, and whereas Carol McFeeters Thompson has long been a champion of the Arboretum, long serving as a member of the Tree Commission, and whereas Carol McFeeters Thompson was a volunteer at Weldon Springs for many years before being hired by the state as a site interpreter, and she conducted a walking survey of all trees at Weldon Springs, and whereas Carol McFeeters Thompson was heavily involved in teaching 2 to 3 generations of students at local schools everything they know about nature, participated in the Earth Day celebrations in those schools, and wrote a regular nature column in the Clinton Journal. And whereas the acting mayor and the city council think that Carol McFeeters Thompson's many efforts within the Tree Commission, the Arboretum, Weldon Springs, and her educational efforts within local schools and Clinton area have more than earned her the privilege of having the Arboretum named after her. Therefore, be it resolved, the acting mayor and city council of the city of Clinton do hereby name the Arboretum within the city of Clinton the Carol McFeeters Thompson Arboretum. It's given under the hand and the seal of the mayor of Clinton this 5th day of March, and Tom Edmonds has already signed it. So,
great.
She also did the survey of the city trees in Clinton. That wasn't in here. I want people to understand that one. And that was a very long and tedious job. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't ever a better champion for trees than her. She would have fought you tooth and nails to cut down a good tree. So
I got an opportunity to work with her on the on doing that survey of trees, and she is the brains of the outfit. I wrote things down.
She was awesome.
Yep.
I'm going to give you this copy, and
thank
you.
You
can have the tree commission.
Thank you very much for doing this. We appreciate it.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. And we'll be making this formal at our Arbor Day celebration in April.
We'd like to invite you all to come.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Thank you.
Well deserved. Okay, report from the Department of Public Affairs. I have nothing in that department. Okay.
Yeah, just a couple things. We are continuing our tree removal. This time of year we usually do that. Usually it's a little colder, a little easier to do, but we are continuing that through this month. Also remind people that this month starts back up with the brush pickup starting the 3rd Monday of the month. Not counting for me, but I also just remind people that the size of the brush piles, truck size load. Also, any leaves have to be put in bags now for us to pick up. So that's all I have.
John?
Oh, you gave me about an hour.
There you go.
Got Danny not here to give me a lot of grief, so man, this could be fun. But I really don't have much as far as water, but I do want to thank the firemen. We had Cheryl's retirement party in here this week, and just really great that you could let us use the facility and taking everything out and setting everything up. So who else? And I know Cameron, everybody did a lot of work on it, but I appreciate that. It was really well put together, and really appreciated all of the work that was done. Cheryl deserved it. There was no question about that. And also for setting up the meeting tonight. Yeah, it's a lot of work. You have to move everything out, set everything up, get everything down here. I know Cameron does everything behind the scenes. She brings stuff down, she cares stuff. I'm sure that she incorporated Mr. Baxter. I'm sure he got to take and do some labor too today, probably. But anyway, appreciate all that you guys do, and it was great that you could take and do all that. Other than that, I just don't have anything this evening, so thank you.
Did anyone report?
He did not.
Ben?
Nothing for me.
Nothing? Anything for the fire department?
Nope.
Okay, once again, just echoing Johnny's comment about the use of the facility, we sure appreciate it, the hard work you guys did. Mighty good luncheon. And now we got, hopefully we get the elevator fixed and we'll be back upstairs for the next meeting. Unless it breaks between now and then. Let's see. Unfinished business. Do you want to read the motion?
Motion to approve the construction bid for Park Lane West subdivision from Foyt's Contractors Inc. in the amount of $1,317,166.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion carries. Go ahead and read the list of the new business.
On file, Emergency Management Agency EMA Agreement, $15,000. Knox Fox Systems Service Plan Fire Department, $5,417.31. SCBA Equipment Fire Department, $7,995. Turnout Gear Fire Department, $11,232. Fires for doors for water treatment plant, Waters Construction, $10,150. KK Construction, $11,303. Garbage bids, 1 year contract, GFL, $2,965.
Okay, there's no other business on the agenda to come before the council, so we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
What about the.
You got something?
Do we put on a file? Are we going to be putting on a file here?
She made it.
If I may, for the bid, the garbage bid, the 1 year contract, I think previously we had a contract and maybe a resolution or ordinance that went along with that for the approval of that. So I just want to make the council aware that I probably need to go on the file too. So.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Cameron, A+ job on your first meeting.
A+.
You're probably right.